Senate Agriculture Chairman John Boozman, an Arkansas Republican, wants to restart his committee's markup of Farm Bill 2.0 as soon as lawmakers return September 14, aiming for a bipartisan vote after the bill stalled this week. It failed to advance Thursday when Republicans Tommy Tuberville and ASIC Mitch McConnell were absent and all Democrats, led by Minnesota's Amy Klobuchar, voted no. The fight centers on SNAP, where Boozman offers a one-year delay on new state cost-sharing tied to payment error rates, the national rate being 10.6%, while Klobuchar insists on a two-year delay so all states get equal footing. This matters to farmers because the bill would update programs untouched since 2018, raise producer loan limits, allow year-round sales of E15 ethanol, and restore country of origin labeling for beef. And Boozman warns time is running short to pass it this year. Senate Agriculture Chairman John Boozman, Republican from Arkansas, plans to resume his committee's markup of Farm Bill 2.0 within a day or so of lawmakers returning to Capitol Hill next month. The intent is to hold another vote on the legislation as soon as possible, after the bill failed to get enough support in committee this week to advance to the full Senate. The committee's markup is in recess, meaning it can be resumed from where it left off when senators returned to Washington. The chamber is poised to start a five-week break next week and return on September 14. It doesn't need to be that it's a party-line vote, Boozman told reporters on Friday. We need a good, bipartisan vote. The GOP-led committee fell short of the support needed to advance the bill on Thursday. Republicans Tommy Tuberville of Alabama and Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, who has been out sick, weren't present, meaning their proxy votes didn't count. All committee Democrats, led by Senator Amy Klobuchar of Minnesota, voted against the farm bill. The sticking point is opposition to a SNAP-related deal from Republicans that Democrats say isn't strong enough. The offer, which remains in the bill draft, deals with state payment error rates, PERS, related to the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, SNAP. The proposed farm bill would delay by a year the SNAP benefit costs that some states will be responsible for starting next October, depending on their PERS. States with rates below 6% don't face any costs. The national PER last fiscal year stood at 10.6%. According to USDA, the one-year delay compromise offer from Republicans is in response to the push by Democrats to postpone the cost-sharing requirements enacted in last year's One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Klobuchar, the Ag Committee's top Democrat, says at least a two-year delay is needed to give states time to get their rates down and grapple with budget changes. Democrats have cited concern that some states may end up curtailing SNAP benefits due to the new costs. Klobuchar, who is running for governor of Minnesota, says it's also a matter of fairness, since OBBBA gives extra time to the states with the highest error rates, but not others. Klobuchar on Thursday she's committed to keep working with Boozman to advance the farm bill and noted it includes good things for U.S. farmers and ranchers. But amid tariff-related rising grocery prices in states across the country where SNAP has been critical, this is only a one-year fix, she said. Our members are simply asking for the two-year delay so all states will be on the same footing in working to reduce their error rates. Boozman says he's fought hard for a one-year delay, which has backing of the White House, and that it's the best offer Democrats will get. This debate needs to be about passing a farm bill that supports producers in rural communities, not about preserving the gross mismanagement of SNAP benefits by states. My proposal struck a middle ground to address the concerns brought by my colleagues, he said Friday. The ag chairman, who earlier this year indicated that no cost share delay was acceptable, said Democrats refuse really to accept yes for an answer. Boozman also has stressed that time is running out to get a farm bill passed this year. The proposed legislation addresses ag programs that haven't been updated since 2018. The last time Congress passed a full, five-year farm bill. This includes raising loan limits for producers. The 2018 bill's lending provisions are based on 2012 data, according to Boozman. The bill also would clear the way for year-round, voluntary sales of higher corn-based ethanol blends, known as E15, and restore mandatory country of origin labeling, MCOOL, for beef.